Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, May 7, 2025.
Poland's warning on Russian election interference. Poland's Digital Affairs Minister, Krzysztof Gawkowski, has raised alarms about Russia's attempts to meddle in the upcoming presidential election on May 18, 2025. As a crucial supporter of Ukraine, Poland has become a prime target for Russian cyberattacks and disinformation campaigns. Gawkowski revealed that these attacks have surged, threatening essential services like water and power. This warning comes after Romania canceled its presidential election due to similar Russian interference. He emphasized the urgency of the situation, citing numerous incidents aimed at disrupting vital services. In March 2024, Poland's space agency suffered a significant cyberattack believed to be orchestrated by Russian actors. With these ongoing threats, serious concerns arise about the integrity of Poland's electoral process and the future of democracy in Central Europe.
Cyberattack disrupts major British retailers. A recent cyberattack has hit two major British retailers, Marks & Spencer and Co-op Group, causing significant disruptions. Hackers tricked IT help desks by pretending to be employees, gaining unauthorized access to the company's networks. The National Cybersecurity Center is urging all businesses to tighten their help desk processes to prevent similar breaches. Analysts estimate the financial impact at around 30 million British pounds, or about 37.5 million US dollars. Following the attack, MNS shares fell by 4%, raising concerns among investors about the company's stability. MNS has paused clothing and home orders on its website and app, with delays expected for several weeks. This incident highlights the growing threat of cyberattacks on retailers and the urgent need for stronger verification methods and employee training to protect consumer data.
India reviews copyright law amid OpenAI controversy. India has formed a panel to review its copyright law due to ongoing legal challenges involving OpenAI, a prominent AI research organization. Indian news outlets and publishers, including NDTV, owned by billionaire Gautam Adani, have accused OpenAI of using their copyrighted content without permission to train its AI models, like ChatGPT. This panel, made up of 8 experts, including intellectual property lawyers and government officials, will examine whether the Copyright Act of 1957 is still adequate in today's digital landscape. OpenAI denies any wrongdoing, stating it uses publicly available data and offers an option for websites to opt out of data usage. This situation underscores a global conversation about copyright and technology, as courts worldwide face similar claims from creators regarding the use of their works in AI training.
U.S. DOJ proposes breakup of Google's advertising business. The U.S. Department of Justice is shaking up Google's advertising empire by proposing a breakup of its AdX marketplace and DFP platform. This bold move follows a ruling by Judge Brinkema, who found that Google illegally controlled key online advertising markets. The DOJ believes these sell-offs are crucial for restoring competition. While Google supports some changes, it argues that the DOJ's proposals go too far and could harm both publishers and advertisers. Following the announcement, shares of Alphabet, Google's parent company, dropped nearly 1.1% in pre-market trading. Last year, Google attempted to resolve an EU competition investigation by offering to sell AdX, but European publishers found the proposal lacking. A trial set for September 2025 could significantly reshape the digital advertising landscape. What does this mean for the future of online ads? Stay tuned for more updates.
Senators propose changes to Federal Reserve oversight. U.S. Senators Rick Scott and Elizabeth Warren are pushing for a new law to change how the Federal Reserve's Inspector General is chosen. This joint effort would require the president to appoint the inspector general, but the Senate would need to confirm the appointment. The move comes after Mark Bialik, the former inspector general, resigned earlier this year, raising concerns about oversight and ethics within the Federal Reserve. By enhancing transparency and accountability, the senators aim to ensure that the oversight process is effective and trustworthy. This initiative highlights the growing demand for reform and how key positions are filled in our financial system.
India's military response to Kashmir attack. On May 7, 2025, India struck back with targeted military actions against 9 sites in Pakistan and Pakistani-administered Kashmir. This response followed a deadly attack on Indian forces in Kashmir just a month earlier. The long-standing Kashmir conflict, rooted in the 1947 partition of British India, continues to create tension between these two nuclear-armed neighbors. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed his concern, hoping for a swift resolution. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged both nations to avoid using force to prevent further escalation. As the situation evolves, the international community is closely watching these developments.
Marvell Technology postpones Investor Day amid economic challenges. Marvell Technology has delayed its Investor Day conference due to ongoing economic difficulties and rising global trade tensions. Following this news, Marvell stock plummeted over 6%. The company also adjusted its revenue forecast for the first quarter of fiscal 2026 to around $1.9 billion, narrowing the range to plus or minus 2%. The semiconductor industry is facing significant hurdles, largely due to trade policies set by former U.S. President Donald Trump. Recently, Trump paused plans for sweeping import charges for 90 days to allow for negotiations after introducing a baseline 10% tariff on all U.S. imports. In another development, NVIDIA warned of a potential $5.5 billion financial impact from restrictions on exporting its AI chips to China. Meanwhile, ASML, a Dutch company known for making chip-making tools, has raised concerns about its future. These events highlight the complex relationship between trade policies and corporate performance, which are crucial for investors in the tech sector.
RBNZ warns of financial risks amid global instability. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand, or RBNZ, is sounding the alarm about rising financial risks linked to global economic instability. In the latest financial stability report, Governor Christian Hawksby highlighted that tensions from international disputes, particularly U.S. tariffs, are increasing financial instability. Despite these challenges, New Zealand's banks remain strong, with solid capital and liquidity supporting lending. The economy is gradually recovering from a recession, but unemployment is expected to rise to 5.3%, while high interest rates and a struggling housing market are putting pressure on consumer spending. To stimulate growth, the RBNZ has cut the cash rate by 2 percentage points since August 2022, bringing it down to 3.5%. Further cuts are anticipated, but ongoing risks from U.S. tariffs could impact New Zealand's competitiveness in global markets. How will these changes affect everyday Kiwis? It's essential to stay informed as the economic landscape continues to shift.
National Australia Bank's strong earnings amid trade tensions. National Australia Bank, the largest business lender in Australia, has announced impressive cash earnings of $3.58 billion Australian dollars for the first half of the fiscal year, marking a notable increase from $3.55 billion Australian dollar last year. This figure not only exceeds expectations but also surpasses the visible alpha estimate of $3.48 billion Australian dollars. The bank credits its success to effective cost management and a rise in customer deposits. While housing lending volumes grew by 3.2% and business lending increased by 5.9%, NAB's profitability measure dipped slightly to 1.7%. The bank declared an interim dividend of 85 Australian cents per share, up from 84 cents last year. However, NAB cautions that escalating global trade tensions could pose significant risks to the Australian economy. In response, the Reserve Bank of Australia may consider a small rate cut at its upcoming meeting on May 20, 2025, to support economic recovery. What does this mean for everyday Australians? Only time will tell.
Major fentanyl trafficking network dismantled. U.S. law enforcement officials have taken down one of the largest fentanyl trafficking networks in history. On May 6, 2025, they announced 16 arrests, including the alleged leader, Heriberto Salazar. Millions of fentanyl pills and large quantities of other drugs were seized. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi highlighted that many of those arrested, living in the U.S. illegally, will face legal action instead of deportation. This network operated across 6 Western states,
Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, and Utah. 14 defendants are now facing charges in federal court for conspiracy and illegal drug distribution. Salazar is believed to have ties to the notorious Sinaloa cartel. This operation highlights the ongoing opioid crisis in the United States and the significant challenges law enforcement faces in combating drug trafficking. What does this mean for our communities?
SK Telecom data breach apology. Choi Tae-won, chairman of SK Group, has issued a heartfelt apology for a major data breach at SK Telecom, South Korea's largest mobile carrier. Detected on April 18, 2025, this breach has raised serious concerns for about 23 million users about the potential theft of their personal and financial information due to a malware attack. In response, SK Telecom is offering free replacements for USIM cards to those affected. Choi expressed deep regret for the anxiety caused and pledged to conduct a thorough review of data security practices with external experts. This incident highlights the critical importance of data security in telecommunications and raises vital questions about corporate accountability. As our digital landscape evolves, strong security measures are more essential than ever.
ASIC's new rules for Macquarie Bank. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has introduced strict new rules for Macquarie Bank due to serious compliance failures. These issues, including problems with futures trading and inaccuracies in over-the-counter derivatives reporting, had gone unnoticed for nearly a decade. ASIC now requires the bank to develop a correction plan, which will be assessed by a third-party expert. Commissioner Simone Constant expressed concern over these recurring issues, linking them to weak oversight. In the past 18 months, ASIC uncovered 9 questionable market conduct matters involving Macquarie Bank, including misreporting over 375,000 derivative transactions. In September 2024, the Markets Disciplinary Panel fined the bank nearly $8 million Australian dollars, or about $5 million US dollars, for similar violations. Following this news, shares of Macquarie Group dipped by 0.5%, while the S&P/ASX 200 index saw a slight rise of 0.1%. Macquarie Bank has acknowledged ASIC's announcement and is committed to cooperating with the regulator. What does this mean for the future of Macquarie Bank and its investors? Stay tuned for updates.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.